Proclamation number 1459, dated the June 7th, 1940. Love between one person and another. What you human beings call love is a feeling of togetherness which God wants and therefore need not be denied before Him. God Himself has planted this feeling into your heart in order to make you happy as well as to bring Himself closer to you. Because deeply felt affection for another human being must simultaneously be love for God, since the former is God's living creation after all, and thus not only is the living creation the object of this deep affection but also the Creator Himself. Hence you show the eternal Creator the same love which you give to His living creation. However, this love should be giving and not desirous, or the desire should be the same as love. God created His living beings for mutual happiness. One should serve the other, hence give to him what he considers to be desirable himself, and if he asks for love from him, he should also give love. This is what the Lord wants, who would like to give His love to His beings in the same way and therefore also requests to be loved by them. If the human being only looks for worldly advantages, love will not be true, since it will arise from selfishness which is not of divine origin. In that case, the adversary will have placed the feeling into your heart to weaken your will and to take notice of your body's desire. Then everyone will try to take but not to give. And then love will have no beneficial effect either. Because it is the love for the world, the love of the senses, it is not a feeling wanted by God but the way of the adversary to make you fall. Then you will erroneously give the instinct, which dominates you, the name of love, but instead it is desire and selfishness and not unselfish love which is gladdening. Those who originated from God should find one another again and jointly strive towards God in order to support and guide each other on the path of ascent. And this love should express itself in the longing for each other. The human being should experience the other person's presence as God's most delectable gift with radiant happiness. His heart, full of gratitude, should praise the Creator, who will send him a ray of His light of love. And their mutual love should give rise to good thoughts and cause good actions. This love is entirely in accordance with God's will. It causes happiness and elation. It does not demand but gives. It is from God and leads back to God. It knows no boundaries and will continue to exist for eternity. For if it is of God, it cannot be restrained. It will always and forever mean happiness and joy and remain unchanged, since it is something spiritual which emanates from God, which does not affect the body but the human being's soul, and thus it will not be felt by the body but by the soul. Love is the strength which benefits the unification of the spiritual beings and therefore meets with God's complete approval. Amen.